This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is VSiN by the Books on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Merry Christmas, one and all. It is VSiN by the Books. Dave Ross right here at the Mint Gaming Hall in Franklin, Kentucky. Our closer, Jensen Lewis, back home in Cleveland, Ohio. Jensen, Merry Christmas to you, my friend. Always enjoy doing the shows with you every day, even on the holidays. You and I love rolling together here. What's on the docket for you and Michelle back home? Do you guys have big plans on this Christmas, or are you going to lay low and check out the football and the basketball?
Yeah, it'll be comfy clothes day the rest of the day. We'll get a little power nap after the show is done. And then we will head to her middle sister's house for the afternoon. Very big Bears fans there in that household. So they will obviously have the Lions and the Vikings game on there as we'll unwrap some presents. We got some food. We got some vino going. And so hopefully the kids are passed out by 8 o'clock, and then we can start having the adult time stories there to get through. It's always hysterical, you know, when, again, you get family members together. Speaking of the Bears, if anyone has not seen The Bear on FX, I know we got to get you caught up on a lot.
There is
a scene that is going around that people have, you know, like made memes or things. It's so funny. But yeah, we'll be enjoying it. It'll be a lot of fun. One quick shout out, though. My buddy Steve Bardo, who's watching us here in Northeast Ohio. Bardo and I worked many, many years together at Bally Sports, at FanDuel. He is as good as it gets, Dave. We know everyone behind the camera, in the trucks. They're so vital to making us look and sound great. When you watch the NFL on CBS, Bardo is part of the A team. He's with Nance and Romo and Tracy Wolfson. He had to leave us a lot during baseball season. So you could tell when Bardo wasn't with us on the broadcast, and when he was back, it's like well-oiled machine. So shout out, Bardo. Thanks for tuning us in on Christmas Day. And again, a big thank you to our entire VSiN family. Everyone that gets up early with us, you know this as well. Our crew out in Vegas, early mornings, especially on holidays. We can't thank you enough. Our esteemed producer, Joe Frizzo, up on the Upper East Side there in Manhattan, driving the ship for us. So we are incredibly thankful for what we do. You and I, it's easy. 3 hours a day. We're not curing cancer. We're not building bridges. We're just trying to make people happy. So we're very, very grateful for everyone that tunes us in every single day.
Trying to have some fun, cash some tickets along the way. It's a good day's work, my man. Well said. Let's get to it, because what goes up must come down. It's time for the Christmas Day edition of Stock Up and Stock Down.
Buy low, sell high, as long as you have a reason why. Whose reputation is soaring and who's on the verge of collapse? It's Stock Up, Stock Down.
Jensen, you've won the toss. You've elected to receive, my friend. What is the first on the docket for Stock Up?
All right, I'm going to go quick through my stock ups, because I think you're really going to like my stock downs. It feels like it's become a tradition unlike any other. My rants of the week. So easy one, college football playoff expansion. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. For anyone on the committee that wants to give us a call, we have the answers. We know what it's going to take to make this thing right and to really iron out all the kinks. Whether it is 16, Dave, as early as next year, make it so that we have those first two rounds on campus. That's the only thing I really ask. Those top four teams that got the bye, they've worked so hard through the year to get to where they are. Reward them with that home field advantage, and then you can go back to those neutral sites. I think it's going to be great, and I think they just need to get it right as far as the qualifiers and those teams that get in.
Well said, and you might have had a precursor to what my first stock up is earlier as we began this segment. Because it's VSiN, baby. If you're a VSiN Pro subscriber and you've been watching, listening, we can't thank you enough. And really want to give a shout out to our crew. As you mentioned, Joe Frizzo does an amazing job on this program each and every day back home in New York City. We got Larry Meir and Darnell Glenn and Chris Foster and Danny Higgins, who's going to be on later on today with Gil Alexander. They get up every morning back in Las Vegas, and I know how difficult that can be on the body clock here, to make us look good for 3 hours each and every day. So it's a tip of the cap from me and Jensen to you guys, our VSiN family, and then our leaders that run this network that do an amazing job. The Steve Cohens, the Bill Ades, the Brian Musburgers of the world. You guys know them if you're VSiN Pro subscribers, but really, Jensen and I could not do what we do without those people in Las Vegas having our support, having our back, and making this show fly. So on this Christmas Day, we do, from the bottom of our hearts, we want to say thank you to everybody that watches and listens and puts this show together for us each and every day. It's a blast, and it is extended family to me and you. So to everybody back in Vegas, we could not thank you enough. Your second stock up on this Christmas Day, my friend, is whom?
I don't know if we can do it in our business, but when we get vacation days, one day, 24 hours, no devices. The absolute unplug, going back to where it used to be, where you didn't know the score, you didn't know who was calling you, you weren't near a phone booth, you just enjoyed life and nature around you. Highly encourage it. When you get a chance, just one day, put the iPhone, the iPad away, no TV for a day. Just sit outside if you're in great weather. Enjoy everything around you. So the 24-hour no device rule.
I'd love to do, we're going to have to figure out a day that we can actually do that, because it's tough for us with work, because we have to communicate, right? But I'm with it, Jensen. I want to do that. I want that experiment again. And I'll tell mom and dad before, mom, there's going to be no texting in the next 24 hours. No phone calls. We're going shutdown mode for one full day. Oh, that feels like a nice cleansing technique. My next stock up, you know me, I like bully ball. Like, I like when you can physically impose your will, whether it's in the UFC or if it's the it's the NFL. And they're doing that today. They're imposing their will on the NBA. They impose their will in the college football playoff, as you pointed out in the last hour with the ratings. They do what they want. And until somebody else, another organization, another entity can take that away from the NFL, if they want Christmas, they'll take Christmas. They're just gonna, they did it with the NFL draft in April. They've made that must-see TV and the buildup to that. The NFL, with all of their flaws, and they have numerous flaws. The officiating, we don't have to get into that today here on Christmas Day, but we know where those flaws are, and yet the machine just keeps on roll. And Jensen, the NFL takes what they want, and today they're going to take over Christmas Day with three games on tap.
All right, it's a great segue for my first stock down. Dave, we are inundated with the travel season, the holidays, and when you're in an airport, the etiquette, we need a little refresher. Everyone that is at the gate that you're getting onto the same plane, do not crowd the damn gate. We're all getting up. When it says zone one, then you can get out of your seat or move towards the gate. Even better, there's going to be people probably coming off that plane and trying to navigate through the terminal to either connect or go to baggage claim. Get out of the way. We're all getting on the same plane. If you didn't pay enough to be one of the first people on, sit down and wait. I do not want to go through Olmec's temple to try and get in to the line to be able to get in the plane. Get away from it. Sit down. We're all getting on the same one to go to the same place.
Absolutely love it. I would just say this. The dumbest pseudoscience, junk science we ever did was the 6 feet thing during COVID. Do it for the airports. Do it for the, right? Let's have a rule here just for the airports for Jensen. Just give me 6 feet, all right? Just 6 feet, back up. Don't get right. I don't want to turn out and I'm bumping into somebody. Jensen, so well said. I'm going to speed mine up because I can't wait to get to your next one. It's quarterback play in the NFL, people. You know, whether you're impressed by, if you're not impressed by Phillip Rivers, I want to know what you are impressed by. But the reason why Phillip Rivers can go out there and make former quarterbacks and players in this league marvel at what 44-year-old grandpa did with no practice time and 5 years of not being in an NFL huddle and then do what he's done the last 2 weeks, it's because the rest of the kids aren't ready. We're seeing that right now, the haves and the have-nots of the quarterback play, that's why it's so hard to get an elite one. I feel fortunate as a Cowboy fan to have Dak Prescott. Other teams are not as lucky. And when you're going to Phillip Rivers and you can't go to rookies like a Riley Leonard, no disrespect to Riley, but it shows you that they're trusting the old guys because they know what they're doing. Can they still do it anymore? That's another question. But they know what they're doing, Jensen. Quarterback play in the NFL, it's down, and that stock needs to go up.
All right. You know, I'm a stickler for etiquette. Listen, our young people out there, you really need to understand what certain rules and regulations are in public. Dave, I don't know how many people out there go to a gym or a rec center at points and are trying to get through their workout, and you got some kid texting while sitting on a machine or taking up space where you need to get in to finish your workout or get your sets in. If you are one of these people, heck, if you're an adult and you do this, get off your phone at the gym. Unless you're on cardio and you're out of everyone's way, I don't need you texting or being on TikTok when I'm trying to get to the lat pull down and you got to do whatever you're doing. Get out of the way. Have some semblance of logic and respect. I can't stand it. And it's usually young people. You want to be on your phone, go to the lobby, get on a cardio machine, kill two birds with one stone. Stop it. Stop this lunacy, especially at the gym.
This is where I'd insert the gif of Clint Eastwood, the old man Clint. Just like, what are these kids doing? Jensen, I'm right there with you. Look, it's the bowl games for me that are not the college football playoff. Hey, we finally got a good one last night, and props to Hawaii. They cashed some tickets for me last night. We hit those overs against Cal. But outside of that, Jensen, you and I have talked about it this week. If this was the goal of the college football playoff expansion to kill the bowls, mission accomplished, because it feels like there's no JU ice anywhere else on any of these other bowl games. So they have not done a good job of propping those up. We've got much more to get to. It's going to bet the build here next when we come back for the three games on the docket today. And I cannot wait to get those takes. But Jensen, those were fantastic. I loved your stock downs. We got you covered all day here with our live Christmas Day programming. We'll detail that a little bit later on as well. Come on back. It's Visa by the Books. So you're listening to this podcast because you want an edge. But what if I told you you're only halfway there? You've got the mindset. Now it's time to get the toolkit to match it. Here's the thing. Pro bettors, they spend thousands on data and tools. But what they don't know and don't want you to know is that you can get the same edge for a fraction of the cost with VSiN Pro. With VSiN Pro, you're going to get access to expert picks, public betting data, prop projections, powerful tools, analytics, and so much more. Just tap the link in the description and see why thousands of bettors are already using VSiN Pro to cash more bets.
You're tuned in to VSiN by the Books right here on VSiN.
We are back. VSiN by the Books. Dave Ross, Jensen Lewis here in this Christmas Day edition. You got people talking already about plain etiquette. Jensen, fantastic stock down today here in this holiday. We do have some very important news. Joe Friso making us aware of this during the break, and it is significant coming from Adam Schefter that the Washington Commanders have actually listed this on X, on Twitter, and that Chris Rodriguez Jr., and a lot of people are looking at him. I know I was looking at him in some prop markets today, has been added to the injury report and is questionable for today's game. This is very significant in those prop markets here. We're going to bet the build here that you've got for the slate today. Jensen, I will say, without knowing what the injury is or the illness is, this does make me shy away a little bit from Chris Rodriguez, because I did think he was going to get a big workload today.
Well, this kind of emboldens us a little bit, right? Because we had to turn in our million selections yesterday. We are on all three of these Christmas Day games and getting the better of the number by a mile right now from what it looks like. So we got the Cowboys in the contest at 7.5. Mentioned the teaser that I was able to get for the Cowboys. It had gone up to 8. So I did the 6-point teaser with the Cowboys down from 8 to -2. And I did that with the Lions down from 7 to -1. If you were on places where you could be a Hard Rock customer, they had some of the best lines yesterday. So I was able to get that in at $1.25 on their teaser line. I'm anxious, though, for you, too. When does it get to be too high? Even though we want the Cowboys to win, it's at 9, 9.5. Like, do you think we get to double digits here before kickoff?
Oh, I think there's a very real possibility. Let's just say that he gets ruled out before the game. Then you go, well, how does Josh Johnson, is he going to drop back and throw it 35 times if you can't run the ball? Like, and by the way, it's right. a pretty good defense to run the ball against, right? That's why we all thought Chris Rodriguez would have a pretty good day. So that's going to get really dicey for them. At some point, you do have to say, just how do they win? Like, how do they cover a number here if you're the Commanders? I don't know how you bet them to win. Plus 370 is the money line price here if a guy like Chris Rodriguez can't go today. So I still look at the Terry McLaurin prop. That's going to be my favorite one on that side. I'm probably going to ixnay Chris Rodriguez Jr. on any of my cards that I might have had. Probably going to take him away because I just don't like to play somebody with that knowledge going in that he could be sick. If you're sick, it's tough to get those juices up and run it in a game that does not mean anything. And you know, if you're Dan Quinn, you'd probably not put him out there for that reason. Let's get to these three games today and maybe some scenarios out there for clinching possibilities in week number 17. And that's where we begin today's edition of the Daily Gridiron.
This is the Daily Gridiron.
If you're the Motor City Kitties, I got to get some help, Jensen. Can you help us out if you're Dan Campbell? Can you bite some kneecaps for the next 2 weeks? Because you got some scenarios, some that are not so good for certain teams and others that look like they're pretty achievable.
Yeah, one of the iconic Christmas movies of all time is Home Alone, and that's where some teams may find themselves even after today. So you mentioned the Lions. They must win out, and the Packers must lose out. So it all begins this afternoon. If Detroit cannot get a win on the road at Minnesota, it's curtains, and the Green Bay Packers will be able to be not only in the playoffs, but also have a chance to continue to ascend up those seedings. We have a little bit more dire straits here as far as the scenarios when you compare Carolina and also the Buccaneers of Tampa. So Tampa needs to win out, or they need a tie against the Dolphins on Sunday, Carolina to tie or lose to the Seahawks, and then they also would need to beat the Panthers head-to-head at home in Week 18. There are a lot of other different tiebreakers that the Carolina Panthers have in pocket, and it's very simple. Carolina beats the Seahawks, or Tampa loses or ties to the Dolphins on Sunday, and Carolina is in as champions of the NFC South.
Wow. And that's the crazy part now, that the Buccaneers, by virtue of that loss last week to Carolina, has really put themselves behind the eight ball here. So in order for that last game of the regular season to mean anything, which would mean the division, which would mean my ticket is on life support here. I have a 30-1 on the Buccaneers to win the NFC. Part of that handicap was winning last week against Carolina. That did not work out. So I'm hoping the Buccaneers can stay afloat. But it's ironic because I also need the Dolphins to win one more game to cash a 6.5 adjusted win total here, Jensen. Thought that would be put to bed by now. It is not. So a lot of things coming down to the last 2 weeks of the regular season. How about for the Steelers? We've talked a lot about them. Remember, DK Metcalf had that suspension. He did go to the NFL and appeal it. NFL said, sorry, you cannot initiate contact with a fan and expect to have that suspension reduced. And it has not been reduced. He's not going to play the rest of the regular season. A glimmer of hope for Baltimore now?
Well, here's the thing. When you mention the Steelers, they will know watching in their hotel rooms in Northeast Ohio on Saturday night what needs to transpire, if anything, on Sunday when they take the field against the Cleveland Browns. So if Baltimore loses or ties the Green Bay Packers on Saturday night, it's curtains for the AFC North. The Steelers will be champions. And then basically week 17, week 18, there's really not too much they can do to improve their seeding. And so they can probably pivot and maybe start resting some of the regulars, or at least curtailing the playing time of some of those guys they'll need to count on in the wild card round. I bring up the Miracle on 34th Street headline because that's basically what it is for the Colts to try and get in. Here is basically their best case scenario. They need to win out. The Texans must lose out. And then the Colts, when you get into these tie-breaking differentiators as you go down, as the NFL has it, the Colts would end up clinching the strength of victory over the Texans. Now, if you want to get in the weeds, go right ahead. And basically, let's get there first. Let's get to the Colts winning out and the Texans losing out before we really can start to entertain this. And we'll obviously know where that stands headed into next week. The Texans, they basically control their own destiny at this point. beat the Chargers on Saturday, you're in. It's all over for the Colts. So a lot of seeding still up for grabs in the AFC. Remember, we talked, what, upwards of 5-6 teams. Dave's still alive for the one seed as we begin play here later on today.
It's kind of a double-edged sword when I look at the Colts, because I think the best story in the NFL, to me, it's not close, is Phillip Rivers coming back out of retirement from five-year hiatus that nobody saw coming, and then he's playing in the same week. I mean, just it's absolutely incredible when you step back and actually look at what actually has transpired the last 2 weeks. But the double edge of that is Daniel Jones. This was a 7-1 football team, the Colts, and they were cruising. And why I didn't play some of those Houston tickets was like, how are they going to run down the Colts? We didn't think they'd have to run down the Jaguars, but that's who they're having to run down now. And I do look at the Colts and I go, man, it was nice to see Daniel Jones, the story that he was having and the resurgence of his career. And then the injuries came, and you hope for his, from a personal standpoint, he's going to be back to being Daniel Jones that we saw, because it looked really good at 7-1. And it is kind of a shame to see what's happened with the injuries to the quarterback position there. Could you make the argument for best Christmas? I feel like It's a Wonderful Life has to be number one all time. But there are some other movies for Christmas Day that you could put up there, right?
Christmas Story, 24-hour marathon today. It's a no-doubter. Just shoot your eye out, kid. It is so tough to tell. And hey, we have the actual Christmas Story house, Dave, right here in Northeast Ohio. So if you come here, we'll be able to take you through. You can actually stay the night at the Christmas Story house for a little pretty penny. Yes, sir. Okay, so not saying that we're going to shoot our eyes out with some of these Opta AI props, but there's some compelling ones. Dave, let me focus on the Eagles and the Bills game, because that's where Opta AI spit out a couple of intriguing overs and unders. Opta AI likes Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts over their respective passing yard props by a fair margin. Over 194.5 from Josh Allen. Opta has it north of 240. And then Jalen Hurts over 189.5 pass yards. Opta has him at right around 227, 228. Either of those interest you in a game that, does it really mean anything to both these teams?
Not really, because obviously the Eagles have wrapped up the East a long time ago. I don't know how much movement they can have in their seeding. Do the Bills really feel like the Patriots are going to lose two in a row? I don't think so. I probably would stay away or play, as you're doing here, look to see if these guys get pulled at some point in these games. That would be the one concern on some of the overs that I have. The Baker Mayfield under that you have is interesting to me, Jensen, because, again, against the Dolphins, do you think it's one of those that they just get a big lead and run clock and get ready for Carolina next week in a winner-take-all matchup?
Potentially, man. It really could. But again, you're asking Tampa Bay, who has just been god-awful, to A, have a lead,
right,
and B, have a big one. So we'll see if that comes to pass for sure.
And even when they have big leads, like 14 points in the fourth quarter against Atlanta, they couldn't hold on to that one a couple weeks ago. So maybe they got to play those to the finish line. By the way, to me, It's a Wonderful Life is the best Christmas movie of all time. With all due respect to A Christmas Story, I will say, back when I used to love SNL, Saturday Night Live once had, you can Google it, kids, alternate endings for It's a Wonderful Life for Old Man Potter, and where they all, Dana Carvey and company, they go over and beat the crap out of them. Very, very funny. When we come back, we're going to bet the build for the three Christmas Day games. That's next right here on VSiN by the Books.
You're tuned in to VSiN by the Books right here on VSiN.
We continue the Christmas Day edition of VSiN by the Books. Dave Ross, Jensen Lewis. We are getting a lot of tweets, and we've opened up, I think, some Pandora's boxes here on this Christmas Day. Adam Bova, thanks to Adam for chiming in. Says Jensen's ran on airport and flying is so spot on. People are the worst in that situation. Adam, you're right. They are the absolute worst. Charlie D with the post-Festivus vibes right now with us with our rants, which is so, so true. Charlie, I agree with that. And again, wanted to give a shout out to, we got one from Chris Heath. He says, D-Raw Sports, refined taste there, Dave. Christmas Story is the worst Christmas movie that makes the list every year. It's terrible. How about that?
Blasphemy.
And I said, I'm with Chris. I'm with Chris on the It's a Wonderful Life is the number one. That's the standard. But you get a lot of pushback from the Christmas Story people. They're going to go right there and think that it's right there with Potter, with Old Man Potter, and It's a Wonderful Life. Just those are our viewers, Jensen. And we want their, in a Lewis Frost administration, what we do, we want the people to be heard. And we have now heard from the people. Your thoughts?
Wow. Wow. Fair and balanced. We accept all sides. We cherish debate. We agree to disagree. And when it's a call to arms, we all fight behind the red, white, and blue.
Love it. As long as we're there at the end, we're all on the same team, people. Let's get to it here on this Christmas Day with the three big NFL games that we have on the docket and bet that build. And again, it's tricky. I mean, look, you do a really good job with this during the regular season each and every week. But now when you get to this point of the year, does it get more difficult for you when you're trying to judge who's going to play all four quarters, who's actually going to play? We get the news of Chris Rodriguez. He's got an illness. How much and how close to the starting line do you have to go before you put in these lineups?
We talked about it yesterday too, Dave, and just right there for your Cowboys, Javonte Williams, questionable. Is he going to play? He's got incentives that he can get to not only this week, but if he doesn't play this week and next week, it looks like he's going to be there, but I would watch all the way up, you know, through when inactives are announced 90 minutes beforehand. This first bet the build on the FanDuel side errs on the side of Javonte Williams, either A, doesn't play or doesn't play the whole game. And if it is a blowout and they get where they need to go, great cost saving option here with Malik Davis, who might even get some run anyway in the second half. As you mentioned with Brian Schottenheimer, trying to see what they have, you know, what's there in store. I do have Dak in there, buddy, because I think this is the highest scoring game by a long shot. For the day. So I want shares of Dak. I want George Pickens. You nailed him. We were talking before the show. You were like, they're going to feed him, right? And you worry a little bit about the concussion issue with CeeDee Lamb. Ryan Flournoy's in there for me as well in the flex spot, just because I think they'll still want to air it out. I'd be shocked, Dave, if the Cowboys don't put up a 30-plus point performance offensively against this Washington Commander defense. Okay, so that's where we get. I also like Terry McLaurin. You circled him yesterday, so I wanted to get shares of him involved in what we believe is a Commander offense that's going to be playing from behind for maybe the majority of this game. Jahmyr Gibbs, easy one, probably going to be utilized left, right, and center, rushing, receiving, all the above. Love him for individual props as well today. Did get to Cortland Sutton and Travis Kelce in the night game just because we think that Chris Oldoken is going to have to kind of, you know, find his way. What's the best way to do that? Through your Hall of Fame tight end. And then Cortland Sutton against this Chiefs secondary. The camaraderie between him and Bo Nix is very much there for the taking. I went with the Vikings defense, Dave, just because I think they got an opportunity to create some turnovers with Jared Goff and company. Maybe even a pick six there could be involved. So that is our bet the build on the FanDuel side. Your thoughts?
Oh, I love where your head's at in a couple spots. And one in particular is Malik Davis. And I'm so glad that you pointed him out, because right now his rushing prop at 25 or more is plus money on DraftKings at plus $1.09. I don't like that play. I love that play. And I'll tell you this, not that I am normally a ladder guy. I would look to ladder today, a guy like Malik Davis. 30 or more is plus $1.61. 40 or more is plus 290. And the reason why I think all of those numbers are in play for a guy like Malik Davis today is he is kind of the home run hitter. Javonte's been really good, had a great year, 1,000 yards rushing. And I think Dallas looks at him and says, hey, this is a guy, we don't need Javonte Williams at this stage to go out there and play in what is still a meaningless game. So even if Javonte plays a half, even if Malik Davis is going to get his runs, and he has had this burst, Jensen, and he saw it against Kansas City on Thanksgiving Day with a long touchdown run right up the gut. They're going to run Malik Davis here, especially if they get up and pull out, say, a Javonte Williams. Then it's going to be run the ball, run the ball, run the ball. Who's going to get those carries? Malik Davis is going to get those carries. I think that's a really good one to identify here today, and I'd look to ladder him, and I'm going to do that here in the break at 30, 40, and maybe even as high as 50 yards. That number is plus 516. So I might not want to go past that, but I'd look to the 20 to 50 range here and look to potentially ladder up a guy like Malik Davis today. Some other plays that you have here on DraftKings now, and have you done anything different here from the DraftKings build from the FanDuel build?
Yes. So we switched it up just a little bit. Handful of changes here. This time I did go Javonte Williams on the DraftKings side. More bang for your buck there in the touchdown market and the receiving market too. We did go with CeeDee Lamb. We substituted George Pickens out just in case, you know, it is a couple of those home run hits early in this one. So wanted to at least get some shares of that. We bring back Cortland Sutton. Ate AI has Deebo Samuel really high. Likes the overs on the rush or the receiving yards and the receptions, which I said, you know what? I was with you. I think a lot of people get to Scary Terry. So why not zig a little bit while people are zagging? So we got Deebo in there. Jake Ferguson, of course, tight end there for the Cowboys. If it is Joe Milton in the second half or at least some point in the fourth quarter, we always know those backups love to get to their tight ends. That's the same thing we did for Evan Engram there with the Broncos and the Chiefs game. If that downfield passing attack is taken away from Bo Nix, the checkdowns and the underneath could be open for them. And then no surprise here. Broncos defense against the Chiefs. And hey, man, we believe that Chris Oladokun is going to give not only his best effort, but it's going to be cold. I think it's going to be close. There's a lot of emotion there. Broncos should win this game, but we believe the Chiefs can keep it within the number.
Let me ask you where you are on this, because I know what the fan bases are going to say. And I hate to even put this out there into the ether and into the world. But God forbid Dak Prescott goes out there and gets hurt today, right? You know what they're going to say. Why did you play him? And if it affects it into next year, that's going to be the thing. But as a professional athlete, I know Dak wants to go play. I mentioned he's 4 yards back of Matt Stafford right now to lead the league in passing yards. Not that Dak's playing for a stat or an individual title, but he's had a great year. And it is a bounce back year. He was injured last year, right? So yes, he's had the proclivity to be injured in years past. Some are going to say, why are you playing these guys at all? And I think the professional athlete in you is going to say, man, like Joe Burrow, I worked so hard to get back. Bengals have been done. Nobody said that about Burrow last week when we went out there and threw 5 touchdown passes for the Bengals in a meaningless game. Can you tell the people why professional athletes, when they know the sand in the hourglass is not going to last forever, they still want to go out there and perform?
Well, first of all, and I said this when people were up in arms about the whole Pete Carroll kicking the field goal to cover and investigate, arrest him. Listen, we're under contract for a reason. We're paid to do a job. It's no different than what other people do in your line of work and wherever you are. If you don't do your job well, you're going to lose your job. And I say this all the time too, because in professional sports, that day you may be putting on, and Dak's an outlier, he's under contract, multi-year agreement. Some guys are foundational pieces. But I look at, you know, the Javonte Williams of the world. Remember, you're competing not only for your club, but 31 other GMs, front office people are watching tape every week looking to upgrade their teams. It is in no small part, especially in these standalone spots here, these holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas Day, two of the most watched windows of football all year long. Whether you're in it or out of it, you are under contract with an agreement with the club. If you have performance incentives, yes, that's motivation, but it's about the integrity. It's about accountability. And the other part, Dave, you got to go in that locker room every day. Guys know when you're, you know, kind of half, you know what, and doing that. I remember I wanted to hit fungos to my infielders and show them that I appreciate it. I put in the work with them because at some point in the eighth inning, I'm going to need a double play turn. And it's a difference of a guy maybe wanting to lay out. Like, he's looking at me. He goes, hey, Louie's put the work in. I love J. Lou. I'd sell out for him. That's a difference in contract incentives for me. That's a difference in ERA that maybe an opposing GM is looking at me like, hey, this guy can help us next year. So, yeah, there's you never take for granted being able to put the uniform on every single chance you get because it goes so fast, Dave. You know from being in locker rooms, it goes so fast. You appreciate every chance you get.
Amen to all of that. It's called being a pro. I just absolutely love that perspective, Jensen. I sent you guys the clip of Marvin Lewis back in his Hard Knock days. I miss guys like Marvin Lewis. Yes. They say, reach down inside and be a pro. I can't use all the adjectives he used, but you get the idea. Well said, my friend. When we come back, let's get our best bets that we have here on this Christmas day. That is next right here on VSiN by the Books. We'll be right back.
into VSiN by the Books right here on VSiN.
We continue the Christmas Day edition of VSiN by the Books. And if you're looking for the perfect holiday gift or a smarter way to bet the biggest games of the season, we got you covered, Jensen Lewis, because VSiN's holiday special gives you VSiN Pro access through May 1st for just $79. So you're going to get daily best bets, real-time betting splits, DraftKings, Circa, AI-powered prop tools, 24/7 video on the VSiN Watch app covering everything from the bowl season, and yes, it's still continuing, and the NFL postseason, to March Madness, and you and I cannot wait to discuss a tradition unlike any other, the Masters. Plus, you're going to get our college football playoff betting guide that's out right now, featuring expert playoff brackets, power ratings, CFP and bowl best bets, and access to the game previews for every single bowl game at VSiN.com. So give yourself the gift of smarter betting at VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. We always say that Joe Friso has done a great job year number one producing this fine program. Does Joe really know what he's getting himself into? Everybody back in Vegas knows already how much you and I can't wait to talk and bet golf. But like once we really start to turn the page, yeah, we're going to get pumped up for March Madness. We're going to get pumped up for, obviously, the Super Bowl and everything in February. But, man, you get closer and closer. When you see those CBS commercials for Augusta in the first major of the year, Jensen, you and I get to a different level.
Going to be great. Cross-sport parlays with top 20 finishes. It is going to be here before you know it, my friend. Cannot wait.
Are we betting Scotty Scheffler every major this year and just at the stupid low numbers? I mean, I don't want to do it, Jensen, but the guy feels like he's inevitable, right? Like the changing of the seasons, he's inevitable.
You know what we might have to do is we parlay Scotty to win, you know, those various majors with teams we think that can get to the Final Four. That way we've got, you know, some synergy there in April and then also throughout the rest of the year.
The best ticket that I won this last year, and I should have put it on the nice list, was your recommendation. If you remember before the British Open, or the Open Championship, as they call it, we call it the British.
Yeah.
You said, hey, why not parlay Scotty? And I did. I parlayed Scotty at the short number to win the British with the Reds to make the postseason at that juncture. If you remember back in July where they were, they didn't look like necessarily a playoff team. And I got that at plus 4450. It's one of the best tickets I cashed all year, and that is due to your cross-sport parlays that we will get into, certainly as 2026 approaches here next week. Let's get to some of our best bets here that we have on Christmas Day. And again, you and I have better numbers on the Cowboys, and this number has changed. We saw out here, we're seeing tens in the marketplace now. This number just keeps going up, 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 and away. So played it at 6.5 earlier in the week. I did have the opportunity to tease that down with the Lions down to 1.5 earlier in the week. Now, those opportunities are gone at this juncture. You know, we're going to have Lou Finocchiaro, and shout out to Lou. He looks like he's having a great holiday season here. Merry Christmas to Lou Finocchiaro. He'll be on the program tomorrow with his eggnog and bourbon. I saw those concoctions out there. And Lou likes to do these three-legged 10-point teasers. Jensen, now that the number is approaching those 9.5s, 10s out there with the Cowboys, would you look to get involved in that if we don't like the teaser protection that maybe the books have gotten out there at 9.5, 10 on the Cowboys side?
Oh, yeah, you can definitely do that. I mean, heck, you can involve all three games today if you want to do just a standalone 10-point teaser for today. I've told you, and for people just tuning us in here, Merry Christmas to you out there. I have a couple of different ways that I did the 6-point teasers. You mentioned to me yesterday, and I think it's great considering my position on Miami, for the college football playoff. I did a 6-point teaser, getting the Cowboys down to 1 and then Ohio State down to 1.5, because I already have the Hurricanes plus 10 in pocket. So I've got an 8.5-point window right there for a potential middle. Obviously my big future is on the Canes to win it all. But that way it almost is a mini hedge. As long as the Cowboys get across the line today, and I'll be on house money moving forward in that New Year's Eve matchup. The other one I did, I took your advice too. The Cowboys had already gone up to 8, but I did another 6-point teaser, Cowboys minus 2, Lions minus 1. And again, in a spot where the Lions must win to stay alive, I think you and I also looking at, boy, do we trust them laying all those points on the road, divisional matchup. against a Vikings defense that's been really good. We played the Vikings in the contest plus 7.5. We played the Cowboys minus 7.5 in the millions contest as well. So that's where I am, buddy, for the first game. And then also that middle game, I did take the Lions and Vikings under 43.5. I feel that the defense for Minnesota will limit Jared Goff and company. I think the Lions win the game, but I do think the Vikings will cover.
Yeah, I like that idea a lot. And again, these are some people going to go, well, why are you guys kind of it? They feel like two-way handicaps that you've got these middles that you've created. I think that that's a smarter way to go. And so, man, you get to that middle village, as my guy Tim Doyle likes to call it, and you're going to be celebrating in middle village. And it really does take away the risk, right? You're lowering the risk here of losing your investment. So I love what you've done here, certainly in the Ohio State side with Miami and teasing down the Cowboys here to get involved in that. By the way, very quickly, anything else in bowl season? Because again, was on Hawaii last night, took a while to get home, but it did get home late. And if you saw the events and how that transpired in the final minute of regulation, you lose your starting quarterback, and his helmet kept coming off, and you have to put in the backup quarterback throws the game-winning touchdown with a dime with like 10 seconds to go in regulation. So you take away the aspect of the field goal and the tie and go into overtime, and Hawaii gets the win and the cover in maybe the best bowl game so far in the non-college football playoffs format. How are you handicapping those other games that are not college football playoff? I'm looking at teams like last night that I knew were going to play. Staffs were intact. Quarterbacks were coming back. I didn't have to worry about a blind third stringer playing in some of these games that we've seen so far, which will get us to some games this weekend and next week that I think we can find some opportunities where we feel like the team's going to show up and put up a real effort.
Probably get a crash course and a real litmus test on Saturday when we have, what, 8 bowl games, I think, on Saturday. Mm-hmm. You got the notable ones with Pitt and East Carolina, Penn State, Clemson to get started. Georgia Tech, BYU be a good one to see what those teams have from motivation. Virginia and Missouri is actually a ranked-on-ranked matchup. LSU, Houston. How about the lowest totals? Miami, Ohio, Fresno State, love the under in that contest, under 41.5. That's the same total for LSU and Houston last game on the docket that day. So, yeah, we're going to find out. As far as college football playoff, you and I discussed it yesterday. What am I missing on Texas Tech? Up to 2. Yeah. They're getting 2.5. I bet them at plus 1.5. I rebet them yesterday at plus 2.5. Not only do I think they cover, I think they win that thing outright. I think they're an incredibly dangerous team that has a real shot to get to the national title game.
Yeah, that's going to be absolutely fascinating. I'm going to probably hop on your coattails and ride that one for Texas Tech, guns up in Lubbock. And I mentioned this off camera, and I'll mention it here for the show purposes. Maybe the bowl, not in the college football playoff, that I'm most intrigued about with no wager on yet is Dabo and Clemson laying 3 against Penn State in the Pinstripe Bowl there in New York City, Joe Friso's neck of the woods. And I kind of look at that and I go, what am I missing on the Clemson side? Because Dabo is going to play this like it's game 7 of the World Series or, you know, 2 Super Bowls wrapped up into one. We just know the way that that guy's wired. Penn State, you're waiting for Matt Campbell, his staff to take over. Am I missing something there from an effort standpoint? I would think I'd get maximum one here from the Clemson side.
This is, again, one of those unique spots where is it Penn State, you know, really trying those players to impress Matt Campbell and, you know, be like, hey, man, I need to be a big part moving forward. At Clemson, from a motivation standpoint, at least they did have it at the end of the year trying to play spoiler. Hard to believe that we include that lineage here with Clemson and Dabo Swinney as of late. But, yeah, I'm fascinated to see with that largest slate of bowls on Saturday, those teams that are motivated, those that are not.
Yeah, so we'll talk a lot more about these games tomorrow here to preview for the weekend, the non-college football playoff bowl games. We'll get to those. Obviously, tomorrow we'll wrap up the 3 football games that we see today. Jensen, first and foremost, it's been a pleasure all year doing these programs with you. Merry Christmas to you back in Cleveland, Ohio. Shout out to Mom and Dad in Virginia Beach. Miss you guys today, but you know it's nothing but love, and I'll be calling soon. If you want more VEASAN, we've got you covered all day here in the network. You've been watching FanDuel Sports Network. We appreciate you. All you have to do is go to VEASAN.com and the VEASAN Watch app. And look at this. We got a numbers game coming up with Gil Alexander and Danny Higgins, been in all week for Kelly Bidwin, doing a great job there. Live Bet Christmas for not only the football games here, Jensen, but also the five games on the NBA docket here. So that's going to be fascinating from a live betting perspective. Of course, our guys on Follow the Money going to have you covered 4 to 7 p.m. And then tonight, we're going to wrap it up with VSiN Primetime and cashing out until 2 a.m. We don't take the holidays off. So we're going to be here with you all day here on this Christmas Day edition of VSiN Program. So for Jensen Lewis, I'm Dave Ross. Have a Merry Christmas. We'll see you tomorrow right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.